Where did you keep your clothing?
Maybe I'd press this in the bedroom and get the clothing off in the bedroom.
Uh-huh. What did your father call them?
They called them presses, I think, or closets.
They put the word clothes with them?
With the clothes closet, yes, I expect.
Or would they generally just say closet?
Well, I don't know what I expect was in. They said closet or press. They called them press more than anything else.
Did they have any of the movable kind that you could move from one room to another?
Well, I think we did have one.
What'd you call that?
Well, wardrobe, I expect.
That's what they call them nowadays.
Huh?
That's what they call them nowadays, anyhow.
That's right. I forget. I think that's what they call the wardrobe.
Now, up the part of the house right under the roof, did you have a place like that in a log house?
You mean an attic? I don't know. I think it was sealed.
Uh-huh.
It was sealed. I know the kitchen over here at the home place where I lived 22 years, they were sealed. They were sealed with walnut.
Did you have a, I suppose you had a house, something like, with a piece something like this on, what would you call that? It was just a projection sticking out onto the roof?
Well, it was a...
Here's the rest of the house here. This is just one piece of the house sticking out.
I look, there's what we call the back porch on the house, which was open on the east. And I think we just called that a back porch. I think they've done the washing out there.
Should you have one around front, too?
Yeah, right, a porch in front, too. It is, I think, about 7 feet wide. And must have been 25 or 30 feet long.
And it was, did it have a floor?
Oh, yeah.
And
wood,
had a
wood floor. A roof projected out over.
Now, the one in the back, did that have a floor and a roof, too?
Yes, it was the main part of the roof projected out there over that.
Did you use any other term for the front porch besides
no,
porch?
No, I don't think so.
Never said veranda?
No.
Now, was this on the frame house you were telling me about?
Yeah.
Or the log?
Yeah. Well, the log house didn't have any porch on it at all.
Uh-huh. How about these boards you put on the outside of the frame house to protect them? I mean, to keep out the weather?
Well, they call it weather boarding.
You ever say clapboards?
Clapboards?
Clapboards.
Clapboards is only thing I know about clapboards is when they used to split, they had good timber to split, and they'd split, and they'd put clapboards on the board before they got sawed shingles.
Oh, for the roof?
Mm-hmm, for the roof.
But not on the side?
No, there's different sizes. Some of them, if you had a good piece of timber, they'd make them maybe that wide, and then run down to 4 or 6 inches wide. You had to break joints, you know, on the finger roof.
I see. But you wouldn't call the weather boards
clapboards? No.
You ever call it siding?
Yes.
Your father called it siding?
I expect. I think they used to call it weather boarding more than they did siding. Then it's called siding now. It's the same thing.
Yeah. And now the things along the edge of the house,